And today we're going to look at how Padre Pio performed a miracle, healed with his fingertips. Hello, my name is Edward Urban, and I present the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful today. So if you, or perhaps a family member or a friend, is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do follow this channel, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you. The best way to follow our Padre Pio apostolate and to help with our apostolate is to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. Just follow the instructions below. A question to you. If you were to lose one of your senses, which one would you choose? It's actually so difficult to answer that because all of our senses are so incredibly important. The body is just so interlinked. If we were to lose our hearing, even partially, it is a major inconvenience. Our sight and then life becomes almost impossible, and our sense of smell or taste, and we might lose all pleasure of eating or drinking coffee or anything like that. So our senses are all vitally important. But what about if you were to lose your sense of balance? Okay, not exactly one of the five senses, but let's see how vitally important this is. Now, a fellow called Raffaele de Maria from Bari, he recalls an episode that happened in the 1950s. And he said, "My wife had surgery for a mastoiditis on her left ear. So they removed something from her ear, and afterwards she was not put on any particular preventative or control medicine. And so in 1955, she began to suffer from severe pains and severe vertigo, which of course is dizziness. So her sense of balance in her ears had been affected by this. And this was so bad it prevented her from walking and even standing. At times she just had to lie down. Of course, if you lose your sense of balance, the body is so interconnected that other things start to happen. So perhaps panic attacks or one's self-esteem, all sorts of things could happen. And the cause of the situation in her case was a cholesticoma cyst that was compressing the inner ear where the sense of balance actually happens. And she had seen many specialists, some very well known, but none of them could remove the cyst. Now, a cholesteatoma is in fact a benign tumor that affects the middle ear, that is inside the, you know, inside the tympanic membrane, that is the eardrum. So it's behind that, and it is an accumulation of skin, we could say. So these layers of skin build up and they start to put pressure on the sense of balance. And then Raffaele, he says he personally decided to go to visit Padre Pio, to San Giovanni Rotondo. And knowing that it was very difficult to speak to Padre Pio once he was there, due to the crowds of faithful that were there all around Padre Pio all the time, he decided to go and wait at the entrance to the cloister. Anyway, when Padre Pio arrived, what he did is he called out, he held out a piece of paper and he called out Padre Pio's name. But he said it was more with his heart than with his lips. So perhaps his voice wasn't very loud, but it seemed to work. And Padre Pio turned slowly towards Raffaele and he took the small piece of paper from Raffaele's hands and he held the paper between his fingers. He didn't even read the paper. He held it there between his fingers, kind of rubbed the paper for a few moments, and then without reading it or saying anything, he left and he went on his way. And poor Raffaele. As far as he was concerned, nothing had happened. Padre Pio hadn't said anything, not even a word of encouragement. So he went on his way back to Bari, and he was despondent, of course, and saddened. Once he arrived home, he immediately met his father, who asked him, "Did you meet Padre Pio?" "I did," he responded. And he asked, "At what time?" "I don't know," he replied. And then he told me that it was exactly at 9:02. And here is the cholesteatoma that was spontaneously expelled from her ear at that time. So don't ask me how, because this was in the inner ear, wasn't it? And so it had to go through the eardrum to be expelled spontaneously. And he hurried into his wife's room, and she was sitting quietly in front of the mirror. So he leaned over to kiss her on the hair and was enveloped by an intense perfume. Of course, he knew of Patropia's perfume, but he said he was absolutely stunned. And he asked his wife if she had perhaps spilled a bottle of perfume on her hair. The fragrance was so intense. She replied, "No, I haven't used perfume for months." Well, after this miracle, they both decided to go to San Giovanni Rotondo to thank Padre Pio. And he said his wife went to confession. And when she was at the confessional, the priest, that is Padre Pio, leaned over and stroked her on the ear that had been healed. So obviously, Padre Pio was aware of the healing. And that's quite incredible. What can we take away from this incredible miracle of Padre Pio? Well, often we may speak our prayers, our intentions, or we hand them, write them on a piece of paper and give them to God. But if they in our heart, God can read our heart. And perhaps those are the prayers that He really answers. If you are new to our YouTube channel, then please remember to like and share and subscribe to our channel. And after subscribing, you have to click that reminder bell in order to receive reminders from YouTube. So please do continue listening through the top video here is our most popular video. The one immediately below is a video selected specially for you. And of course, please follow through to Padre Pio's blessing video right here.